So now we're in an Egyptian theater.
Yes. And on this clip, I'm talking to the security guard who was relating some stories to us about things that he had seen in this theater as he's doing his rounds, you know, through the night.
Sure.
And we kind of got off the subject of ghosts, and we started talking about something that was in the news that day. And you'll hear me on this clip say the kids that just went nuts and started breaking into cars and lighting them on fire. And then this, it sounds like a young girl's voice says, "Tell me more."
Here we go.
Kids that just went nuts and started breaking all the cars and lighting them on fire.
Oh. Oh, that one's really something. Let's do that one again right away. Again, you're hearing Brendan's voice, just talking about some kids who are breaking into cars and then lighting them on fire. But the voice, listen to the voice.
Kids that just went nuts and started breaking all the cars and lighting them on fire.
Oh, that's a beaut. Tell me more. Tell me more. Well, there's an invitation, and it brings me back to, I don't know, it brings me back to what I said to you one other time about having a tape machine or a device so that you could respond. I mean, that was an invitation for you to say more.
It was.
And he did finish the story.
Yeah, I did finish the story and never heard this voice again. You know, when we do that, and we do hear a voice like that that is directly responding to something that we have said, we do listen very intensely after that voice comes in to see if that voice ever responds again to anything else that we might have said. And I would say there's maybe three times that has ever happened. But to get back to your point about having a conversation with him,
yes,
we had a man. His name was Christopher Helms, and he was an electronics engineer for an Air Force base in Idaho, and he offered to build us a couple of these quote unquote real time recorders. Which
he sent us about probably
yeah, we've
six
got
of them.
Five or six prototypes of just trying to perfect the actual timing of the tapes. And, you know, the first two that we used, I think we would get through one tape and go to do the next one, and then it would just eat the tape.
Now, the idea, folks, obviously, is that instead of having to take the tape home and pour over it for hours, find the voice, and then have no way to respond in time to it, the idea was to have a machine that would instantly record something and almost instantly play it back, so that if you heard a voice, you could respond to it. But you're saying that there were mechanical difficulties with
it. Yeah, there was quite a few, actually. We did get one final prototype that seemed to work at one point. And I do remember, actually, maybe it was three or four shows ago that we did with you, we did play a voice that I recorded with the real-time recorder. But I don't believe it was actually any kind of, you know, second response. I mean, there was the me saying something, and then the voice responded to me, and then I actually hear it on the recorder, and you hear me saying, "I heard you, can you, you know, please repeat yourself?"
Right.
And there was nothing after that.